Hello friends, I'm back again. Chapter 14, Total Quality and Human Resource Management. Very interesting chapter. We've heard about Total Quality Management, TQM. We also know about HRM. Here both are getting integrated. What for? To ensure that the company, the organization, is thinking quality, talking quality and doing quality. Not one group of people, which is called as a quality control department, but everybody from the operation level right up to the CEO level, everybody is thinking, talking, and writing quality. Everything is quality. Everything that they do is quality, minute to minute, second to second, hour to hour. Now, that's a culture we need to develop in an organization. And that role is done by HRM, Human Resources Management. The HR department is supposed to steer that role of creating total quality. Again, in this chapter, like in HRIS and also in compensation package, that chapter, there is a merging of two disciplines, HR people with total quality people, the quality people who are doing the quality management in companies. So we must understand the TQM concept to understand how to merge it. So as you're progressing in understanding HRM in this particular approach, you will not realize that HRM is no more a standalone role where they know about HR itself. Today, HR has become an interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary role they have to play. They have to know about quality. They need to know about finances. They need to know about IT. Now, all these things are a part of HR support systems. When they know that, they'll become better and effective HR people. With this note, I start with the objectives. After studying this chapter, you should be able to understand the concept and principles of TQM, significance of human resource management in TQM, formulation and execution of TQM and HR strategies. Structure, it flows in the following way: meaning and definition, human resources development and TQM, the total quality human resource strategy, and finally the summary. Now, total quality is defined as, inverted commas, a people-focused management system that aims at continual increase in customer satisfaction at continually lower cost. I'll repeat, a people-focused management system that aims at continual increase in customer satisfaction at a continually lower cost. It's all to do with people, people, people. It's people focused. If I create any process, it should be enabling up the people. People are customers. Now the customers are both internal customers as well as external customers. It's people focused management system. Management means what? Optimum utilization of available resources. So whatever resources I have with me, I have to optimally utilize it with quality as a driver so that they are people focused. It's a continual increase in customer satisfaction. The customer gives you a rating of 8 out of 10. You must ask for 9 out of 10 by increasing your people focused management system. 9 out of 10 should become 10 out of 10 and go higher and higher. Continual increase in customer satisfaction at continually lower cost. It is very important. Whenever you are working on quality, there are different views. When I teach TQM, I speak about it. Briefly, I'll talk about it. We say quality costs money. Quality costs resources. But there's a very deeper view. Quality is a mindset. Quality is a mindset. But if I take the commercial angle, quality is costing money. You know why? Because I have to strive harder to make something qualitative. So that costs time as well as money. And that means higher cost. Now, by this definition, a people-focused management system I need to create that aims at continual increase in customer satisfaction at a continually lower cost. That means every time I am initiating a new process, I must be in a position to give you more customer satisfaction at a lower cost. Now that's a tall order. It simply means that my quality control systems within my company has to become better and better day by day. And the only way to make it better and better, my dear friends, is to ensure that every human being working in the company becomes quality conscious in everything and everything they do. Small things like the housekeeping on the table itself where they are working. When you go to the canteen, the way you are, you know, serving food and how you are having your food. Every small thing has got certain quality norms. Now, if the person is following quality, which again, as I told you earlier, is a mindset. A quality is not a measurable. A quality is an experience. It's a mindset. And this mindset has to be a part of my thinking process, my doing process, my speaking process, etc. Now that is like building a quality culture in a company. And that quality culture should permeate from the top to the bottom and all across the organization in all locations. So TQ, the second bullet point given in the slide is, TQ is a total system approach, not a separate area or a program. There was a quality control department during the time when I started my career as a production engineer. And that quality control department, their domain was only they know quality. They are the ones who will measure, who will see the quality very closely. And we production people used to have a loggerheads relationship with them. We'll produce something, they'll say, no, this is not okay. We want it better than better and better. So it was assumed that certain people, that to qualified people, only they know quality. So it was a standalone, separate department. Over the period of last 2-3 decades, this concept has changed. Quality is everywhere, provided the person has created a mindset of a quality. Quality is everywhere, provided the person has created a mindset of quality. Okay, now, so it is all encompassing. It is not one department. There may be a department which is a steering department. It drives the quality. It coordinates the quality. But they are not the only people who are qualified to know what's quality. They are not the only people who got the skills. This skill can be with just about anybody. All you need to do is to tweak them, put them into a behavioral track, put them into a thought track, put them into a meaningful value track, and everything will be okay. So total quality is a total system approach, not a separate area or a program, and an integral part of high-level strategy. High-level means at all levels, at the strategic level, at the board level of a company, they have to think, talk, feel quality 24/7. You can't teach quality to somebody. You can only give them some inputs. After I give you inputs, you must feel a meaningfulness, absorb the quality, and you must behave qualitatively. That's very important. So when you go for a quality training program, like a Six Sigma or something, it's important that you know the importance of it and you should imbibe it as a behavior. I'm a behavioral trainer, so I always believe that everything comes to behavior. Learning quality, going for, you know, very expensive programs on this, is something which many people do. But when they come back, do they have they taken quality into their system? Has it become a transformative process? Third bullet point is, it works horizontally across all functions and departments, involving all employees top to bottom, and extends backward and forward to include supply chain and customer chain. Just imagine a matrix, top to bottom, left to right. This is a value chain. I have a supplier. It's me who's a user, and then I have my customers on the right-hand side. This is a part of your logistics or the value or operations. Vertically down, we've got functions in the organization. We've got various verticals. And in that, again, we have got the tall structure and the flat structure, as you know. So it's all encompassing. Everybody and anybody in the company has to be a driver of total quality, in short. Right? Meaning and definition, total quality management is a continuous process of improvement for the individual, groups of people, and for the total organization. Micro to macro. I cannot have an organization which claims to be a quality organization unless and until I have groups of people who are qualitative in their approach. I cannot have groups of people who are qualitative in their approach unless and until I have individuals who are qualitative in their approach. Individuals form groups, groups form the total organization. Even if one person in a team is lagging behind in quality, is having a equality issue because of his mindset and behavior and his rigidity perhaps, the whole team suffers. So when you talk about TQM, all-encompassing, it is important that every person is trained. That's where recruitment selection plays a very important role. When I'm recruiting somebody, that's where HR come in. That is one of the parameters in your job specification sheet which says that we need quality people to come in the organization. Otherwise, it's a bad recruit. So when the person enters the organization, we must select people whom we calibrate, who know according to the interviewer that he or she stands for quality as a mindset. Ask him questions, informal questions. And you come to know what is quality for that. Quality is not about, you know, cleaning up everything and making it very spick and span. That's not the only thing. Quality is a mindset. It's a self, it's an enhancement with the person experiences when he uses a product or a service. It's an enhancement you experience. You feel out of the ordinary. You feel fantastic. This is quality. A quality talk. A quality lecture. A quality book. Now these are all things that you experience. I go to the extent of saying that quality is subjective. But it's a role of the organization to make that subjective, convert it into a completely objective thing so that everybody accepts what is quality. So a lot of research is required for the organization to drive a quality. If I have to produce a quality goods to be given to the customers, then I need to understand the mindset of customers individually and as a group, what according to them is quality. That's research. Then I come backwards. I say, this is what the customers want as quality. This is what is the perception about quality. And I have to convert it into tangible. Through my own research, through my own operation research at my plant. Then the quality comes out. That's how quality brands are sustaining for a long period of time. Continuous research is going on, continually redefining their quality norms. Increasing the benchmark. Right? DQM is about changing the way things are done within the organization's lifetime. People must know what to do, how to do it, have the right methods to do it, and be able to measure and improve, measure the improvement of the process and the current levels of achievements in order to improve the process. So it's a daily improvement. This is what we call in Japanese form of management as Kaizen. Continuous improvement, small steps, stabilize, small steps, stabilize, and so on and so forth. Okay? Now we come to the meaning and definition of, under this, we are coming to principles of TQM. TQM is driven by a few factors, and they're all listed here. They're seen in the diagram there. Okay? Be customer focused. TQM is highly customer focused. As I told you, customer is internal and external. The colleague sitting next to you is your internal customer. So the way you treat a customer outside, the same way you treat your colleague inside, so you're calling him an internal customer. And if you look at him as an internal customer, then you'll realize that just as I want to build a brand for my company outside, by servicing the customer continually and giving him high service levels, the same thing I have to do with my colleagues whom I take for granted many times. Because they are there. Okay, that seriousness of approach, that commitment of approach which I have for the external customer, I must also have it for internal customers, my colleagues. Okay? Ensure total employee involvement. Total employee involvement, TEI we call it. What is total employee involvement? It means that whatever the person is doing, thinking, acting, saying, everything is involving quality. He imbibes it as his nature. That's what is total employee involvement. He's involved into creating quality, thinking quality, talking quality, walking the talk in terms of quality. Process centered. So everything is based on which process works, not who works. It's about process. How the process can be improved from day to day, from time to time. Integrated system. It's all integrated with each other. It's a system. So even if one link in the system is weak, the whole quality will collapse. That's something we have to be very careful about. Okay? Strategic and systemic approach. Strategic, systemic, not systematic. What is systemic? Systemic means what is a system? A system is comprising number of parts which are interconnected to make the system operate. The human body is a system. It's got a number of organs. Each organ has got its own specialized function. My eyes are there to see. They are not here to digest food. My stomach will digest food. But stomach, eyes, ears, all are interconnected to make my human body. And if my human body has to be healthy, which is quality for me, then all the parts of my body, eyes, ears, nose, stomach, kidneys, everything has to function well. And the integration has to also happen together. Now, if the systemic approach, if each of them don't do their functions properly, there is going to be a problem. A small, tiny cold, a flu, can upset my entire day. The entire system goes for a toss. And many of us neglect even a common cold. But if the common cold is addressed, then I'll be working with full gusto throughout the day. My efficiency will be very high. My morale will be high. Same thing applies for organizations. Systemic approach. Every department in the organization, however significant or insignificant it is, has to be thinking and talking quality. And they must look at the long-term thing, which is strategic in nature. Long-term is not, strategic is not just long-term. Long-term into the unknown and fighting it out there. That is strategic. Continual improvement, I've already explained it. Fact-based decision-making, which is important, not based on emotions. Emotions are important. We are human beings. The fact tells you that on Monday, I have to deliver this thing to somebody. I promised him 1 month back. It's quality is also promise, right? But Monday is a holiday, public holiday. Now, I can say that it's a public holiday and say, okay, theek, I can't give you. And he will also understand. But am I driving my quality? Am I walking my talk? That's a question. If I'm driving the quality, no matter what, on Monday morning, I will deliver the goods to that particular person as promised. He will be surprised. He said, today is a holiday. How come you come? Sir, we have promised you. If you see our communication 1 week back, we told you we are giving it on Monday. And you give it. This creates customer delight. Customer delight. He feels so happy. Like we say, na, undercommit and overperform. Some of the online companies, they do that. They'll say, you book a merchandise and they'll tell you that it's coming on Thursday. Let's say you're booking on Monday. And wonder of wonders, it reaches at your doorstep on Wednesday or maybe Tuesday night. You feel so good. Okay? The last one is communication. We have to communicate, 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 and communicate. Anything that happens, even a tiny thing, don't take it for granted. In a TQM process, everything needs to be communicated. Every dot, every comma, every exclamation mark, every and, the, whatever you may say, what looks insignificant needs to be communicated. Keep the communication on. Remember one more thing, my dear friends, that we are working with human systems. We tend to make errors. Now, quality is not saying that you must be 100% perfect or 100% error-free. No. It simply tells you that when things go wrong, communicate. Tell them, look, this is what has happened. We are trying to make an arrangement to see that we'll give you what you've promised. That communication is lacking in many areas in the service sector today. People say something, they deliver something else, and lots of chaotic things are going on. Ensure that the communication is never, never, ever stopped. Okay? Very interesting, right? So human resources development TQM, taking further, human resources play a vital role in TQM. The following forces shaped the human resources management towards TQM. There is a history behind it. Why are we emphasizing that HR people should be into TQM? There's a reason behind it. It starts with the liberalization in 1991. Economic Liberalization of India, 1991, by the then Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao and the Finance Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. And we all know that all of you have studied Principles of Management. I'm sure the discussions have happened in the classroom about how the economic liberalization changed the course of things in India. The second event is opening the Indian economy to the rest of the globe through the globalization process. First is liberalization, then we globalized. We allowed our goods and services to go outside and their goods and services to come inside. Their manufacturing facilities could be here and our manufacturing facilities and service centers could be located elsewhere. Give and take, the whole, it's a global village as you call it. So first liberalization took place, then globalization took place. We are supposed to be a developing economy, supposed to be, but we are not anymore. And there are economies which are advanced economies, advanced countries, US, the whole of Europe. So they have something called a quality in their mind, and we have something called a service in our mind. Now we have to match. So these two milestones, these two events, they made us think that yes, we have to do something more than just giving them a goods. There is a service, and there's a service level also. And apparently they are more demanding. Apparently, I call it. Till we realize that what they're asking for. When people ask for quality, they're asking for something. That's something one has to understand. Once you understand that, they say that this is quality for me, then you realize that is not the same word for it, something else. But once you know what they want, you know how to give it. Okay? Taking it further, entrusting more priority for the private sector to play a constructive role in the restructuring and development process of the Indian economy. Privatization took place eventually, and as privatization took place, there was a crying need. We were thrown open to the winds, and every person had to prove himself to make something happen. If a company had to survive, if the company had to grow, the company had to excel, and it has to be rubbing shoulders with global giants, then we have to do something very different. We have to learn to drive quality. Point number four, mounting competition among the industries across the globe. Huge competition. Today we are global, we are competing very well, we are better in many places than the rest of the world who are supposed to be advanced countries. In many areas we are doing better. Fifth point is successful organizations giving high priority to productivity and responding to current and future needs of external customer. Today we are future oriented, we are looking at how we can service the world. As a nation, India is looking at how we can service the world in 2024, 2025, etc. And so we have to prepare ourselves with quality personnel, quality HR, human resources in companies. It's important, right? Point number six, creation of human resources, diversity and mobility. These two things have happened recently. When I joined the workforce as a production engineer in my factory, in my plant, it's a Tata company where I was working, there were hardly any ladies. Engineering also, very few ladies did engineering. Just to give you a gender diversity. So after that, today I find 50-50 or more than that. So equal, both the genders are coming together. Second thing is mobility. Traveling was not much. There was one plant and we used to go to the plant and come back home. So there were not several plants. And the work does not entail that I have to go to several plants. Today, not only manufacturing, but also in service sector, people are going across the country, up and down, and also abroad and back. So there's a diversity in mobility. Now, when this is happening, you're rubbing shoulders, you're rubbing your shoulders with different types of people who are demanding. And you're in the middle of a highly competitive environment today. Highly. So point number seven is IT revolution reshaping core competencies needed in the knowledge economy. Today we are in a knowledge economy where knowledge drives your company. We started off with industrial economy or the manufacturing economy. It went to marketing economy. It came to IT economy. And now we are into knowledge economy. And today knowledge economy is knowledge that is driving it. And here our core competence, what we are really good at, that is getting redefined. So whatever I'm really good at, that is quality. And IT is driving it. And so the need for TQM. We are discussing that actually. Organizational and HR leaders being challenged to become effective strategic partners to develop and lead world-class work cultures. Top management was the only group of people who said that we'll drive the quality. Today, HR is a gatekeeper to see how people are coming in, good quality people are coming in. So they play a major role and they have to be strategically involved. Not just being told, I want so many people from of this type. Their emotions should be involved in it. Because they have to come with a sense of belonging, apnapan as you call it. Right? The business objectives and total quality HRM approach are to maximize customer satisfaction and market share through improved quality. Okay? Traditionally, human resource plans were not integrated with the strategic plan. HR department, HR plans were separate department. They were doing things on isolation long back. And they were seen as a cost department not a department that was adding value to any to the mainstream. So they were not really given that much amount of importance either. Even in terms of career, few people took a career in HR because they say HR mein there's no growth. HR person doesn't become a director of a company or a CEO. This was a paradigm ages ago. And so what is strategic? Strategic is a lifeline of the company where I'm planning for the future. I'm mobilizing resources. I'm making things happen. I'm the profit center. I'm driving profits. It's visibly in front of me. HR was seen as just a support system long back. Later on, when changes happened, like what I've discussed now, they realized at the end of the day, who's running companies? HR, human resources, you and me, human beings. And if I'm talking about big, big strategic plans, and if I want to really conquer the world, then who's going to conquer the world? Not machines, not money, not materials. Methods driven by human resources. And so the focus, the limelight shifted toward HR. They say HR have to integrate with us. It came a little painfully, let me tell you this. HR was not easily accepted by the mainstream strategists in companies. Even today, some companies keep HR as a standby. They are not taken as a very seriously. But by and large, 80%, 90% of the companies have taken HR as a strategic partner now. In the total quality organization, human resource plan should be integrated with the strategic plan. In fact, HR strategies are given top priorities in total quality organizations. It's important. The HR department will say that if you want quality, I will have to reset my entire HR policy. I need to recast my recruitment selection policy. I need to retrain my employees so that they understand quality. In a large automobile unit in India, very large automobile unit, they actually did this. The HR strategies were redefined and the people were retrained into knowing what is quality. The same labor, the same engineers who were there some two decades back, those people have become fantastic TQM drivers now today. At all levels, I see them. Amazing. Now that's because the company took the initiative, the willpower, and also driving it very, very nicely and smoothly. Okay? Now, the HR role can be of four types. Strategic high profile. That's very good. Change agent. Strategic means they look at the long term, and high profile means they are given that particular importance and they project themselves also very high profile. They say, we matter, better listen to us. And they have those backing by the top management. Strategic, long term but low profile. So they play the role of a persuader, hidden persuader. They have a strategic role. If they do that, it's a great thing. But they may not be backed up that much. When the profile is high means you're getting a backup and you validate yourself. Low profile means, yeah, what I'm doing is good for the long run, but I'll do it in my own way. I don't seek backup. I don't seek validation. I'll quietly do it by being a hidden persuader. Third is operation-centric, high profile, hands-on people. Internal contractors, they are the people who are into employee engagement on a daily basis. Very high profile, and they really, when they do a job, it can be seen. They get the backing and they seek the backing, and in fact, some of them don't need the backing. They are very good in what they do. And they are the live wire of the company at the operation level. The fourth one is operation low profile. People who are into dealing with people every day and they facilitate them, they make things happen, but not as much as a high profile operation person. Now, these are the four different types of styles by which HR people seem to operate. One should aim to achieve strategic high profile and operation high profile. These are the two lovely things to happen for people. Let me remind you at this juncture that when we talk about HR all the time, HR has got two types of functions. One is back office, which is not really dealing with people on a daily basis. The support functions, which is more of an administrative type of things. And the front, which is actual HR, where you're dealing with people and emotions every day, which is employee engagement. Now here, what we are talking about is all about the employee engagement HR, the front side, not the back side. Okay? But TQM is for everybody. Let me also add there. Now these are the ones who have actually to drive it and make it obvious. They are the ones who are the drivers of the change agents agency itself. Okay. Total quality human resources strategic management is also reciprocal, which means it's a two-way traffic. It's the most important contribution to be total quality orientation of human resources. That means there is a two-way traffic. I have to contribute quality, I have to show quality, at the same time I expect that from you. Okay. Total quality human resource approach requires organizations around processes and not task. Task is an activity. I am talking in front of you, in front of the camera right now. This is a task I'm doing. But if I have to be quality approach, then I need to have a process behind it. Why am I using certain words? Why am I using certain approaches? Why am I saying certain things? Because the quality should be at the back of my mind that is making me do this task. Task should be process centric. Process should drive the task, not task for the sake of doing a task. Flattened hierarchies. If the reporting hierarchy is a tall structure, then quality driving becomes quite laborious because there are too many levels and too many people to address. Flat structures or flattened hierarchies. Less number of people from bottom till top. 4 levels, 3 levels maximum, not more than that. Use of teams to manage everything. Okay? Let customer satisfaction drive output. Customer-centric company. Customer-centric manufacturing. They drive the output. They drive the quality. Reward team results. When the team is doing well, we've got to encourage them and give them for the results that they produce. Maximize supplier and customer contact. And inform and train all employees into interdependence with business strategic management. Okay, in short, you don't keep any pockets of communication unexpressed. Everything needs to be properly expressed. It's an open organization. And they are into quality and they drive quality. That's what they are supposed to do. That's setting the tone to go in for the total quality human resources approach. Total quality HR strategy managers must shape, introduce, maintain, and review the total quality initiative from time to time. They are the people who drive it. They are the people who make it happen. Somebody will ask me a question, but this is supposed to be done by quality people, by the operations, by other people. What has HR to do? HR is initiating them into the company and HR has to monitor it, calibrate it, ensure that this is done. So there should be a set of HR professionals in the HR department who should be totally doing this job of driving quality. So they act as an interface between the quality department, which is basically a steering department, and the HR and the company. So they are like the conscience keepers of quality. Right? The TQ human resource managers actively involve themselves in the following activities in order to shape the TQM. There are 8 points given. I'm reading them one by one. Preparing and synthesizing reports from other organizations that have experience in TQM in conjunction with the management team. So I study, I want to introduce TQM in my company as HR level. I go and study TQM elsewhere, get some inputs, modify to my requirements. That's the first thing. Preparing and synthesizing reports from other organizations who are into TQM. Second, identifying and assisting which choices of TQM approach to be adopted. There are various approaches. I'm not discussing all that here. It'll take a lot of time. So you must learn that which is a TQM valid for me. Am I into intensive manufacturing? Am I into high quality stuff? Am I just doing something else? You should know based on your strategies and your own value system which you're operating with and your own constraints as well. Third, hiring and utilizing expertise of practitioners from organizations which are using TQM. That means using consultants. So they advise you, they guide you, they take you ahead. Create a proper infrastructure for TQM to be introduced and implemented effectively. So within the organization, create a type of a climate of ready learning, acceptance, absorbing, willing to change. That's, and plus all the necessary type of, you know, hardware that is required for that. Review current practices, behaviors and attitudes in the organization and assessing the degree to fit with the TQM. In every organization, there is a TQM that is happening by default. Certain people are doing it actually. You should identify that. and then see that that can be become that become a sort of a inspiration for the others who do not know TQM, and then, you know, make something out of it. I think in the numbering system there is something that's gone wrong. It is 3, it should be 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I stand corrected. So the fifth one, which is shown as 6th year, shape the type of organization structure, culture and ethical climate appropriate for introducing and sustaining TQM. Now comes, first I talked about creating awareness. Now the organization structure, which is driving it, which creates the policies, which makes people do, which tells them that this is what you're supposed to do, that culture should also be made into a TQM type of a thinking culture with the ethical climate approach, appropriate to the introduction of and sustenance of TQM. Now what is ethical? I'm not trying to drive quality where I don't follow quality. I have to walk my talk. And I'm genuinely talking about quality where everyone, including me, is willing to change. It should be ethical and it should have integrity, as you call it. The next point is design and deliver senior management development courses that set the proper tone for TQM. At the senior management level, they need to be sensitized that TQM is all about this at a strategic level. So make them go through some courses, go to some very reputed institutes which are doing these TQM courses, get them oriented, let them go through some labs and workshops on TQM so that they get the hang of what they're supposed to drive down the line. Develop a TQM directory of internal resources and expertise. Now, directory is not about people alone. A directory is a quick reference to know that these are the places, these are the processes which is where we are driving TQM. These are the places where we can do things. These are the people who are doing it. That's a directory. Okay. Thank you very much.